Williams. I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate's begun final votes on a bill that would end the shutdown and reopen the government. Seven Democrats and independent Angus King agreed to a deal, but it leaves up in the air an extension of health care tax credits. Bill Barrow reports that has a lot of other Democrats unhappy.
And it's not just the progressives versus the centrists, like a lot of intra-party fights. This is a wide swath of the party. Progressives are particularly angry, and even a lot of moderate Democrats are frustrated that the deal does not include any guarantee that Democrats will get a vote and get support from Republicans to extend the Affordable Care Act premiums that were at the heart of this fight. That was Democrats' prime demand for 6 weeks.
Even if the shutdown ends, air travelers can expect worsening cancellations and delays this week. The FAA is moving ahead with deeper cuts to air traffic at 40 major U.S. airports. Airlines scrapped more than 2,200 flights today. Jennifer King has the latest on a shooting in Indiana.
The investigation continues after a homeowner in Whitestown, Indiana, shot and killed a house cleaner last Wednesday, Maria Florinda Rios Perez, when she came to the wrong address. Mauricio Velasquez told WRTV his wife was looking for the right key when a shot came through the door and she fell into his arms. Why didn't he call the police, Mauricio asked, if he thought we were suspicious? Instead, he went straight to kill. Velasquez is calling for justice for the 32-year-old mother, saying it's not right the homeowner was released after shooting his wife like she was a dog or a deer. Boone County Prosecutor Kent Eastwood says he's reviewing all the evidence, but the case is complex because Indiana law allows deadly force to stop unlawful entry. Audio courtesy WRTV. I'm Jennifer King.
And cold temperatures in the forecast for much of the country, including possible record lows in the south and snow in the northern plains. This is AP News. Refillable water bottles can pick up germs, and people often don't clean them enough. Our Aditi Ramakrishnan has some tips.
First, denture or retainer cleaning tablets. Turns out doctors recommend them for water bottles too. For a weekly deep clean, you can pop one in and let it soak overnight. Next, the dishwasher. If your water bottle is dishwasher safe, you can take it apart and run it through. Last, the classic soapy water scrub. A good daily wash with warm soapy water keeps away germs that are growing on the inside. And don't forget the straw. If you really don't feel like doing this every day, try weekly or every few weeks. But if you're filling with soda or a sugary drink, you really should clean every day because bacteria love sugar just like we do. Other good habits to keep up are to rinse the mouthpiece over the sink when you refill and empty out old water every 4 to 5 days. And if you see mold on your bottle or the water inside smells funky, don't drink it.
Again, that's the AP's Aditi Ramakrishnan. There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.